This is Randy Hacker with another Postcard from Asia from KU Center for East Asian Studies. Traditionally, public protests in China resulted in death or imprisonment. A recent event in Guangzhou indicates that this has changed. Due to a standard that requires a one-to-one ratio of women's stalls to urinals, and due to the fact that women take longer in general in the bathroom, lines at women's public restrooms are often uncomfortably long. So a group of gal activists enacted Occupy Men's Toilets. They commandeered a public men's room, inviting women to use the empty stalls. The protest ended after an hour, resulting in a new required ratio of women's stalls to urinals of 1.5 in all newly constructed or renovated public restrooms in Guangzhou. You've heard of flash mobs? Well, this was a flush mob. From the KU Center for East Asian Studies, this is Randy Hacker. Wish you were here.